This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be among the sizable throng of procrastinating shoppers out there, present company very much included, time is running out if you want whatever it is you've ordered online to get where it needs to be by December 25th. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday this year, so get ready to pay a premium for those last-minute deliveries, too. UPS and FedEx have set Friday as their latest option for delivery on or before Christmas Eve. Amazon Prime subscribers can get standard two-day shipping through December 24th. There are faster options to be bought, of course. And competitors like Walmart and Target are catching up, too. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has the shipping news.
Among the potential gifts I could get delivered to my LA area home by 10 p.m. tonight are an heirloom quality 6-quart Dutch oven, noise canceling headphones, and kids' dinosaur clogs. Oh no, wait, those wouldn't come until tomorrow. Ugh!
It is very frustrating for customers, I think, when the fast shipping isn't available because we've become used to it.
Neil Saunders is an analyst at Global Data Retail. He says Amazon shortened delivery times in recent years by bringing its warehouses closer to customers' homes, adding regional and urban fulfillment centers. The company says that in the 60 biggest metro areas in the U.S., more than half of Prime orders arrived same day or next day during the first half of this year.
So that's the bar that all other retailers are trying to jump or hurdle over.
Competitors Walmart and Target don't have as many warehouses, but their thousands of stores function like quasi-fulfillment centers, says retail analyst Sucharita Kadali at Forrester.
Now, it doesn't always work in reality, because to this day, a lot of retailers don't always know every single item that is in every store and where it's located in every store.
So Walmart is adding package centers and stores to handle next-day delivery orders, and Target is investing $100 million to expand sorting facilities and double the number of deliveries, especially next-day ones. Great for gift buying, not so great for sustainability. All this requires more space, shipping materials, and the use of fossil fuels, says Robert Puentes at the Eno Center for Transportation.
Obviously, the bigger the retailer, the bigger the impact, and the more infrastructure intensive it's going to be.
And the faster the delivery, the less those trips can be optimized, which is why retailers often promote the quickest option for online orders, picking them up in store. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.